This weekend, the State Line is on. I am Steve Summers, running into March. March is going to come in like a lion, and is for a good reason for the Literacy Council. Joining us today, Bill Grinnell is here to tell us more about the month of giving. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing well, thank you, and I'm very excited about this month of March. As you mentioned, we've got the month of giving coming up, and Jersey Mike's is standing strong beside the Literacy Council again, and we're very excited to get out and share the word that during this month, we're looking for people to stop by either the McChesney Park or Rockford Jersey Mike's and help us out by buying a sub. It's a tasty way to help make a donation and help the Literacy Council help us deliver our mission through that.
So you mean to tell me just by eating sub sandwiches, I'm helping out the Literacy Council? That's brilliant.
Absolutely. Brilliant. And not just sub sandwiches, but really tasty sub sandwiches. And I'm planning on getting several myself during the month. But, you know, for the whole month, a portion of every day's sales will come to help the Literacy Council. And as an added bonus, on the 31st of March, 100% of the sales from both stores will be donated to the Literacy Council. So that's going to go a long way to helping us deliver our mission.
All right, and that's going all the way through March 31st. So if you can do that, that would be huge for the Literacy Council. What are you going to do with all the funds that are generated from this?
Well, you know, I appreciate you asking that because our service area is spread out over a little ways. We cover the northeast corner of Ogle County, we cover Boone County, and we cover Winnebago County. And in our service area, we have over 40,000 adults that need help to improve their basic literacy, English literacy skills. It's both for adult basic education, for people who grew up here and just managed to miss out on some of the fundamentals and struggle with English, and it's for people who have English as a second language and need to start from the beginning and work their way up. So, you know, it's the sort of thing that improving the literacy rate helps everyone in the community. It'll help people obtain a better paying job. It'll help people be more confident in their current job. It'll help a more literate community is a community that's going to be doing better economically for everybody. And, you know, there's also the warm fuzzy parts to it with increased literacy, like a mom or a dad or a grandparent that can now read a bedtime story to their kids or help them with their homework.
Pretty impressive. So this is the 11th year you've been doing the month of giving campaign with Jersey Mike's?
Yes, they have been surprisingly and wonderfully supportive of us. And we really, you know, it's a big part of our budget each year that comes from their efforts to help us out.
Now, a lot of people would say, well, it can't cost that much to read. What are you using all that funding for?
Well, it goes for a lot of different things. There's different costs. And of course, this year, because of COVID, we've had some strange and unusual costs that we've had to encounter, which included basically pivoting everything to a digital environment and getting licensing for various softwares, including Zoom and, you know, a variety of things like that. But it's a matter of being able to provide the materials and be able to provide the time and effort to be able to get people trained up and be able to help them increase their basic fundamental literacy. It's a function of time and energy, and it's a function of being able to provide
the resources and
the resources. Thank you. The resources, yes.
Well, I'm just sitting here. I was like you were talking about the funding for Zooms and such to continue on with the training, but if like I just take it for granted, I just look at the screen, read it, and click. But if you can't read, even just going to a Zoom session could be kind of tricky.
It is. And, you know, frankly, we've got folks that in our community that are struggling with technology, if they have technology at all. We have a significant population of people that have not been able to participate with us this year because they weren't able to go to a distance learning situation because they weren't comfortable with technology in the first place. So we've been trying to bring people along with basic use of tablets or computers, basic use of simple programs like Zoom. So we've been kind of doing a double dip in the sense that we've been teaching computer literacy as well. It is the sort of thing that it takes some time and it takes some effort, but the results, to see someone who has gone from not being able to read a menu at a restaurant like Jersey Mike's, to being able to order something specific that they want instead of just saying, give me a ham and cheese sandwich. You know, those things make a difference. And we've had stories of people who were not able to read a bedtime story to their kid. Or we had one mom in particular who didn't speak English as her first language and had to go through the challenge of having her son translate at parent-teacher conferences. And after a year of spending time with our tutors, was able to go in and have a conversation in person with the teachers and be able to hold that parent-teacher conference on their own. So it can be life-changing. It really can. It can make a difference for people.
Talking to Bill Grinnell from the Literacy Council about their month of giving in the month of March, which begins Monday at Jersey Mike's Subs. You buy those subs and money goes to the Literacy Council. And as we just found out, they're double dipping because the technology is a big part of that, too. And if, like anything else, reading, you have to continue to do it to get better at it. I'm sure COVID-19 made a lot of people slip backwards and you have to try to start all over again.
Well, it absolutely. And, it, you know, in many respects, the challenge we've had, we've not been able to get out into the community and do our normal recruiting for both learners and for volunteers. So it's been a struggle for us. Our numbers are down a little bit. So if you know someone who may be challenged with their literacy skills, pass along our name and have them come contact us. If you are someone who has a couple hours a week in your time that you would be willing to spare and volunteer at the Literacy Council, you don't have to have any previous teaching experience. We can take you from right off the street to give you some training, and within a week or so, we can have you ready to get out and start helping people improve their lives.
All right, so how do I reach out to you if I'm someone who would like to help educate? What's the website? Because that's probably the way we're going to be able to communicate with COVID.
Absolutely. The website is theliteracycouncil.org. And we have an email that is easy for people to remember. It's read@theliteracycouncil.org. And those two ways of contacting us are often the best. And we would love to have people who want to come help, and people who need help, get help. Our average adult learner that comes to us is typically at or about the third grade level in their literacy skills. And you know, the great thing is it doesn't take a whole lot to start improving people's lives, to get them going and make things a little easier for everybody.
You're right about that, Bill. It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes you going to Jersey Mike Subs to buy a sandwich. That's really where it starts, correct?
That's it.
I appreciate your time this morning. Please keep us up to date on the Literacy Council, where you stand with educators and such, and how the month of March is doing by eating sub sandwiches. Theliteracycouncil.org if you need more details. Bill, thank you very much for your time this morning, and happy eating. Hope it's a good month.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
Back with more of This Week in the State Line in a moment.